This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 19. My stress is killing me. What can I do? You are not alone. Most people suffer under stress, at least occasionally. If it happens only up and on, it is not really a big deal. However, if you suffer under permanent stress, you are not just harming your quality of life, you are endangering your health and potential in a potentially irreparable way. Just to make it clear, there is a good stress and a bad stress. The good one is positive when you are working hard on something you like. This kind of stress doesn't stress you out, it rather creates some kind of pleasure and satisfaction. The positive energy never hurts you, it is actually beneficial. The bad stress, on the other side, is a reaction to excessive pressure. It is usually characterized as a feeling under pressure and inability to cope with your burden. This may cause major physical symptoms such as headache, racing heartbeat, high blood pressure, and sweaty palms. If this continues over time, it might cause a series of harmful health problems. There are many ways how the long-term stress can kill you. Stress produces increased level of cortisol, the so-called stress hormone, and this can have a number of major effects on your body. It rapidly lowers your immune system. It also increases your cholesterol and blood pressure. At the same time, it endangers your heart function in a very serious way. Some of the most frequent effects of stress are headache, chest pain, fatigue, stomach problems, sleepless nights, restlessness, feeling overwhelmed, anger, sadness, and even depression. If you're at that point, you need help. As serious stress problems are, there are proven ways to fight stress, specifically if you are dealing with your problem on your own. Of course, a physician will develop a much more comprehensive medical and behavioral approach, but this is a good way to start. First of all, you must start cutting back on caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine. They are stimulants they intensify your problem dramatically. You may want to swap alcohol and caffeine for water, herbal teas, and diluted fruit juices. Try to avoid refined sugars and carbohydrates in general. They are found in hundreds of dishes and cause your energy crashes you cannot afford. Try to find a healthy, well-balanced, nutritious diet you can locate anywhere. There's no way to get around serious physical activities. Only physical activity is able to fight your dangerous levels of cortisol and adrenaline. They are both leftovers of the earliest period of when humans needed to fight to survive. You can start with long, brisk walks through your neighborhood, or even better, on the beach or peaceful wooded area. Yes, then you urgently need more and better sleep. Talk to your doctor about that. Stress interrupts your nightly sleep. Lack of good sleep is a major factor of exhaustion and fatigue associated with stress. You should go to bed every day approximately at the same time, establishing a healthy sleeping routine. Very helpful are also specific relaxation techniques, from yoga to self-hypnosis. You definitely have to calm down. There are many helpful relaxation methods available. Of course, you can never straighten out your life without finding your peace of mind first. It sounds self-explanatory, but it's not. Millions of people don't admit that their life is screwed up and suffer for years, but you can solve this problem. You can find extensive information about that in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind. Many of my readers found very helpful. When you are under pressure, you sometimes don't like to talk to anybody. This is a mistake. Talking to somebody who is listening to you distracts you from your stress and relieves your pressure. You should have a family member, friend, colleague, or even a professional able to listen to you. This puts your problem into perspective. Some therapists have discovered that it is very helpful to keep a stress diary. This can be very informal, but should include the date, time, and the episode. It is also advisable to rate your physical and emotional feeling on the scale 1 to 10. Some stress problems appear to be impossible to solve, at least at the surface. Try to analyze the situation more specifically. This may enable you to regain control. For people under stress, time is everything. Try to manage your schedule wisely ahead of time. This means you have to set clear priorities. What is really important and what not? What is urgent and what can wait? This will definitely release some of your pressure. Many people can accomplish wonders, but they can't do one of the easiest things. They cannot say no. If you want to survive in a busy environment, a no is your parachute. If you don't want to endure your daily stress, and this is the purpose, be prepared to make changes to your daily routine. Don't overestimate your energy, your time, and your abilities. Be optimistic, but also realistic. Last but not least, rest if you are not feeling well or are sick. As much as you miss work through resting, your body will repay you with new energy when you recover. In your situation, you have only two choices: to live with your stress or to manage your stress in a pragmatic way. The choice is yours. You can find much more information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust, Find out before it's too late. Liberals hijacking America. Fight back manual. Last bad strategy for survival of the Western civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website. Never give up your dream.us. Never give up your dream.us.